Public health officials are raising alarms about a string of overdose deaths from fake painkiller pills laced with the deadly drug fentanyl. Two teenage boys were among the people who died in recent weeks. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has more.
The pills look like pharmaceutical oxycodone tablets, but they're counterfeit. Caleb Banta Green is principal research scientist at the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. He says parents should be extremely cautious about allowing their children to be prescribed opioids for pain treatment, for example, after dental surgery. That's because young people may decide they like the drugs and then seek them out recreationally.
You really want to triple think whether you should bring opioids into your home at all, and really consider starting with over-the-counter pain relievers. And there's a lot of research that keeps coming out that shows equivalent outcomes, good pain control with those over-the-counter medications that do not have addiction potential.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 5 teens experiments with prescription drugs. We have links to more information for parents about opioid painkillers on our website, knkx.org. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.